Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Joe and I having our in the break Simpsons conversation, but we bring in the great Hal Gill, Boston Zone, and he's in Beantown tonight. Skillsy, what's up?
What's going on?
Is it good to be back home? Did you get your dunks?
I did get my dunks. Yeah, I got a good walk. I saw some old friends. Walked around the city a little bit. Had a couple pints, a couple clam chowder, and a lobster roll. So how about that?
You are living life. I mean, I know that this is obviously, it's not fun right now with the team and the way things are going. So you got to make the most of it.
You got to do whatever you can right now. It's a struggle for the boys, but hey, life goes on. You gotta enjoy the small things, the little things.
And look, we've talked about this before. You know, you've obviously lived this as a player around the trade deadline. We see Gus Nyquist, the Gus Bus, heads to Minnesota. And obviously you hate to see him go, but you kind of knew that was probably going to happen. And my guess is there's a couple of guys that, you know, might play tonight that it could be their last game as a Predator when Friday rolls around. So how do you kind of power through some of that, knowing that more changes could be on the way?
You got to be a pro. I say you got to be a pro. You got to do this. You got to play through it. You got to, play for your teammates. You got to play for your contract. You got the million reasons why you can play, but it's hard. let's be honest. It's hard to get jacked up for games that don't mean anything. You play for at the beginning of the season to win a cup, and that's your goal. And, there's goals along the way that you're trying to hit. But it's hard when you're not playing for the cup. And so you have to go back to finding something that gets you going. And it's something different for every guy, and you just got to find what it is and stick to that and be a pro about it.
We're talking to Hal Gill in Boston as the Preds take on the Bruins tonight. Hal, you've been traded before. What's that like? What's the anticipation like when you hear your name being tossed around but you're not sure you're getting traded? What's that like?
Yeah, I've gone through it both ways where I didn't hear anything and then I got traded. And then I was hearing all the rumors. I heard they're going to get a second and a fourth round and it might be this guy and it might be that guy. And now you might be going somewhere else. And so I've heard that and then nothing ever happened. So I think you have to – obviously you're going to listen, but you kind of take it with a grain of salt because you don't know what's going to happen. And when you're on a road trip, you pack extra because you don't know if that's going to be, moving to another city as soon as that road trip is over. So it's just the little things like that. And then looking around the locker room before the game starts, like, is anyone packing up and getting out of here or how is this going to work? And then there's also, don't forget, there's the excitement of these young guys that are getting called up. And so, one guy gets traded, but that means a door open for someone else. And so that's the other flip side of it that can be fun.
When the GM comes down, I was like, hey, big man, how's it going? You're like, oh, just cut to the chase.
Yeah. I was actually told by Montreal, I didn't like this too much, but I was told that I was traded. And they said, we'll let you know where later on.
That's terrible.
An hour later, I got a call from David Poile. I was like, can we please, why are we doing that? I didn't need to know. We could have waited an hour and, instead of just leaving me in lurch. But, it's tough every time. Every time someone gets traded, it's a different experience.
You know, what's funny about that, Hal, I was still in college, but I was starting into radio. I think I was interning here, and I was doing a college radio show. I was on the air at the time that trade happened, and I remember going like, oh, Hal Gill, that's a big guy. I like him. But it was wasn't it for Blake Jeffrey on?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, Blake Jeffrey on. There was another piece, but I can't remember what it was. Basically Blake Jeffrey.
Do you ever, when like that happened, do you ever like have a grudge against the guy you get traded for?
I do remember one guy, Rob DeMaio was traded for Mike Knuble, and I remember Rob DeMaio said Mike Knuble was younger at the time, and Rob, I was sitting next to Rob, and he said, "What was the trade?" And they said Mike Knuble, And he said, and who else? And they said, oh, that's it. And he was like, oh. He thought he was worth a little bit more than just one player, but Noobs turned out to be a pretty good player, so it was a kind of a fair trade, I guess.
Hal Gill is with us. So looking at the game tonight, you know, obviously didn't go well in New York. What do you want to see out of these guys as they hit the ice tonight?
I want to see plays being made. I feel like Delgado was making plays, you know, like attacking the game. He scored that goal in Long Island. That was a play that he made. Colton Sissons made some plays. He had the goal and assist in Long Island. There were some plays that were made that didn't come to fruition, but like I want to get on the edge of my seat a little bit. And yeah, whether that's a good defensive play, someone playing aggressive, someone, you know, just show the fans, show your teammates, show yourself that you care, and try to make a play. And if you win or lose, I don't think that's what really matters right now. I think it's about going out and competing and trying to build some chemistry and have some success and try some new things. You know, what does it hurt? You know, go make a play. Make us go wow.
Yeah, for sure. Going to be interesting to see. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 5 o'clock, and you and Max will be on the call just after 6. So we appreciate it, Skillsy. Have a good one.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome. Hal Gill joining us here on the program, Predators analyst. You can obviously hear him on the radio, see him on the television as well on FanDuel Sports Network.